Okay, well, we've been diving into the Bills here about a day and a half, and you know, team that made a change last week at quarterback with Wharton, and had good results. It was a good comeback win for them on the road against Detroit. It was another good football team. They have a lot of explosive players on both sides of the ball in the kicking game, and they've done a good job defensively, especially with that run defense. So, you know, it's a team that we're kind of familiar with, and coaching staff that were new faces on defense with Jim Schwartz and all, but we know him from Detroit. So just kind of putting it all together, the personnel, the the staff, a little bit of the scheme. You know, obviously Watkins is a key addition for him, and an outstanding player. A couple changes on the offensive line. So even though it's a division team, there's still a good amount of newness to Buffalo, and I think that we need to prepare for. So a big week for us, and in terms of, refocusing on a team that we kind of know, but we really don't know as well as we need to.
You guys went up tempo pretty much as soon as you got the ball on Sunday. But I have two questions. One, were you pleased with what you were able to get by doing that? And then secondly, when a team has success pushing the pace, do you think it's more a function of just being committed to doing it, or is it more reactionary, sort of like in distance, what the defense is doing, who they have out there, things like that?
Well, I think any strategy that you use, whatever it is, offensive or defensive strategy, is, first of all, got to be functional to what you're able to do. So, there's a lot of things that look good, but if you don't do them well for whatever reason, then they don't look as good when you're out there doing them. And if it's something that you do well, then you can do well and your team does well, whatever that happens to be, then it's probably something that you want to try to do more of. So, I think there are a lot of things involved in making those decisions. And certainly a big part of it is also what's going on the other side of the ball, what kind of matchups you're creating and what kind of advantage you're trying to gain, and do you feel like you're able to gain it? And I think wherever you, at least our feeling is, wherever we can gain those advantages, we want to try to gain them. If we don't feel like we're gaining a big advantage, or if we feel like we can gain it in other ways, then that's, then the preference is and the priority to go there. So, and when you don't huddle, you can play at a faster tempo. When you huddle and change personnel, you can create different formations, different matchups, different personnel groups, and force the other side to do those, either match up or not match up, but whatever it is, you're playing a different type of a game than you are when you're playing a pace game. Certainly we've done both. We have confidence in doing both, and I think there's a place for those, and there has been with us. We'll evaluate that every week, try to do what we think's best.
You were pleased with what it got on Sunday, though?
Well, we had a mixture of, a number of things in the game. But, again, that was last week. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
New week, new opponent, a new preparation. I think we base whatever it is we'll do on what we have in front of us, not what we have behind us.
Bill, just a real quick two-part question, both short parts. Regarding preparing for Wharton, is he a type of quarterback veteran who, like I was trying to go back, like Maddox with Pittsburgh or Kitna, he had some good runs with Cincinnati and Washington and Detroit. A veteran who may be finding his game, and what problem does that present in terms of preparation? And then also, very briefly, you touched on Watkins. What has he done to this point in terms of impact?
We haven't, Orton hasn't really played a lot of football, recently, until last weekend. But we have a lot of respect for what he's done in the past. I'm sure if, he wasn't capable of doing all the things that we've seen him do in the past, that Coach Marone wouldn't have put him in there, and he wouldn't have been as successful as he was. So, you know, I think we're preparing for Orton as, you know, we've seen Orton in the past, even though we only have the one game with Buffalo really, you know, go on last week. But you know, his tendencies and his skill sets, you know, we certainly respect those. Of course, Josh was with him and coached him out there. So, you know, he has a you know, personal knowledge of him that can help us a little bit, not in their system, but at least his, you know, physical characteristics. But, you know, I think he, you know, he's obviously an experienced guy that throws the ball well in all parts of the field, short, intermediate, and deep, reads coverages and defense as well, and you know, has a good grasp and experience in the passing game. So, you know, we respect all that. You know, Watkins has been impressive. I mean, he's big, he's fast, and he has, you know, great hands. Thought the catch he made on the ball at the end of the Detroit game was, you know, one of the best ones I've seen, where he kind of tips it to himself from behind him to in front of him where he can catch it. Anyway, he's got, you know, great range, big catch radius. You know, he's a big target, and he's got good ability to handle the ball wherever it is. He's strong, he's physical, he can attack the deep part of the field. And he's a dangerous runner after the catch on, you know, short and intermediate type routes. So he'll be a big challenge for us.
As advertised.
Certainly with Orton. Yeah, as advertised. And, you know, Orton's probably, you know, has a little more experience in the downfield passing game. Although, you know, I think we kind of really have to be ready for both quarterbacks here. I mean, we always do that. One play could change it anyway. But, you know, but he does a good job of getting the ball to those receivers and tight ends and Chandler. So there's, you know, I'm sure he'll play better this week and probably continue to play better as he gains some experience and timing with the Buffalo passing game.
And Bill, I just wanted to ask you about the roster decisions that you make late in the week, and especially the decision to release Kimbrel Hopkins this past weekend. I know you guys believed you were light at linebacker and kind of needed to promote Garrett Davis to help you there, but how difficult the decision was that to release Hopkins, given that it seemed like, you know, he was a player you guys had invested a lot in over the last year and a half or so and had been a big part of what you'd done at different points?
Well, yeah, it's always tough to, you know, to release a player, especially one like KT, who works extremely hard and, you know, is really a dedicated athlete. And, you know, it certainly had a lot of, you know, good moments of performance for us. You know, we have other players at that position that also work hard, that are talented. And, you know, in the end, we just, we had to, in order to get a guy on the roster, you had to take a guy off. And so it just, you know, came down to that decision. And it's a hard decision to make, you know. And we had other ones that we have to make relative to, two players that we added yesterday from the reserve list. So, you know, if we could have more players, we would have them. Fortunate that we have a lot of the players that we want to work with on the practice squad. But, you know, that any time you expose a player, there's a chance you can lose them. We're prepared for that. And, you know, Oakland will be getting a young, you know, hardworking player.
Were you hopeful that he'd be able to pass through waivers and you'd have a chance to bring him back?
Well, yeah, I'd say almost any player that's practice squad eligible that's on our roster, that if he wasn't on our roster, that we would, you know, want to work with him on the practice squad. I'd say that almost would always be the case, not 100% of the time, but close to it. But, yeah, no, I think KT has a future in the NFL, but we obviously, you know, we have a depth issue at linebacker, and we're heavy at receiver, so something has to give.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm curious what differences you see in defensive scheme from the Bills in the transition from Mike Pettine to Jim Schwartz.
Yeah, it's quite a contrast. I would say that the Buffalo schemes would be very similar to the Detroit schemes when Jim was the last 5 years in Detroit. So if you want to see the similarities defensively, I think that's where they are. As different as you could get from what Pettin ran and what Rex runs. They do less and try to do, you know, fewer things better with good technique. And I mean, they have enough change-ups to keep you off balance, but it's, you know, a lot less volume than Pettin's defense.